So I was going to talk to the kids just at this point in the service, and I'm going to talk about something, and it's a big, big subject. And I've called it, God Knows Everything. You know, that's something we hear about quite a lot, I think. It's something that we know in our heads, but sometimes it's hard to really understand what it means that God knows everything. There's nothing that he doesn't know. And I was trying to think about all the things that God knows that we could identify. So the first one I thought of was this is the solar system, if anybody doesn't know it. We live on one of those planets there. But, you know, this is something really mysterious. Something that people like you and me spend millions and billions of pounds to try and find out. We try and find out how many planets there are and what they're like and what's on them and in them. We even want to go further. We want to look out into space and see what is all about in the universe around us. And you know, as people, and even if you read books and even if you watch the documentaries on TV, we only know a very, very small amount about what the solar system is like, what the universe is like. But can I tell you this morning, God knows everything about the universe. Everything. He knows about every planet. He knows about every asteroid, every meteor, every molecule, every gas, every liquid, anything. God knows it all because he made it. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That the person we have come to meet here this morning knows everything about the universe. But I was also thinking about our Earth. Here we have a picture of the ocean. Now, if you remember that film Nemo, you remember? He wanted to know how old turtles lived out. Well, let me tell you something. God knows all about the oceans. You know, we as people, we don't know. Things we haven't found yet, we haven't been able to explore because it's too difficult. And yet God knows. And God knows how old the turtles are. Let me tell you, God knows exactly where that particular turtle is. How old he is. What he's done. God knows everything. But you know, sometimes that's easy to understand, isn't it? Because we know God made the world and we know God made animals and the oceans. We think God knows all those things because he made all those. But there are other things that God knows all about. You know, I was trying to think of all the different things. You know, God knows about computers. Did you ever think about that? God knows all about them. How they work. You know, me and you, we might be able to understand how to switch them on. We might be able to do a few wee different bits and pieces. But God knows everything about them. Everything. Even beyond what we will ever be able to understand. God knows how to make a good cup of tea because I know I don't. But God knows everything. Simple little things in life. Simple little things. God knows them all perfectly. God knows how to program his video recorder, our video recorder. Maybe you don't know how to do that. Maybe you don't know how to do things. Maybe your mom and dad don't know how to do that. But God knows. Simple things. Ordinary things. God knows. And I put this in because God knows what's happened to your daddy's hair, doesn't he? He knows exactly where it's gone or exactly where it's going. God knows. The point that I'm trying to make to you this morning, that there's not a thing in your life, not an item, that God doesn't know everything about it. God knows as much about a computer as he does about the universe because he knows everything. And he didn't need anybody to teach him. He didn't need to read a book or watch a documentary. He didn't need to go to school. God knows everything. But you know the wonderful thing about God knowing everything? About all the things we can think of that God knows about. God knows everything about you, and he knows everything about me. Everything. Even the things that our mom and dads don't know, God knows. Even the things that maybe we're not sure about, God knows. There's nothing, nothing that can be hidden from God. And you know, that's why we come to a place like this and we meet together and we listen to the Word of God as it's found in the Bible. Because the Bible tells us that God knows us. In Jeremiah 12 and verse 3, he says that God knows me. And you know how I know that God knows us? Because the Bible tells us that we needed him, didn't it? Tells us that we have sin in our lives, that we are going to a lost eternity, that we're going to be punished for our sins. And God knew that was going to happen. And so he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so we wouldn't have to die. Listen, kids, can I encourage you to think about this? Tomorrow, when you're playing, when you're away for the day, next week when you're in school, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're going, no matter how you feel, no matter if you're sad or happy, God knows. And God is there. And if you put your trust in him as your Savior, he will be with you no matter what.